Hi, my name is Juan, and I will show you guys what additional features you can include in your game. I've brainstormed a couple of features that I think are good to implement in our game, and I have separated them into three categories: basic improvements, game juice, and adding a game store. So, basic improvements are features that your players are familiar with from playing many other games. These features are commonly used in other games because they are simple to implement and are quite effective in improving many types of games. Some players might even expect some of these features to be present in our game and might think that our game feels incomplete without these features. So here are some of them. The first one that I thought of is collectibles that increase the score. They usually come in many forms like fruits, shiny jewels, coins, and candies that your character sprite can collect while you're playing the game. These collectibles are great to have in games where the goal is to get the highest score, just like in our game right now. So, in our game, we can introduce a decision-making challenge for the player. If we place these collectibles near the brick walls or the pits, and that's in those types of situations, they can try and the players can try and get the collectible, but risk losing, or they can play it safe and just ignore the collectible and the potential reward. Multiple lives. Multiple lives allow the player to continue playing even if they've already lost once. It will become frustrating for many players if they only have one life, like in our game right now. So, we should probably give them more lives to start off. Usually, games give around 3 lives at the start of the game. And sometimes, in-game, many games give players extra lives as they progress in the game. Lastly, achievements. Achievements are a great way to motivate players to keep playing your game. If they've accomplished something great, like beating their old high scores, collecting 1,000,000 coins, or maybe just something silly like finding an Easter egg, you can always give them an achievement. There are many achievements that have to do with quantity. Say, have they reached a certain score or how many times have they done something? But really, your imagination's the limit for coming up with all types of creative achievements. So you don't have to stick to the achievements that just measured the number of times that a player has done something. Often a good idea to be creative. So that's it for basic improvements. Essentially, just remember that basic improvements are important so that you can give your players familiar features that they know and love from other games. The next category is game juice. So, what is game juice? Game juice is all about improving the general feel of the game. You can say that we want the game to feel juicy and alive. This is commonly done by adding special effects and appropriate visuals and sounds to our game. So, one way of doing this is by using particle effects. Construct 2 does support particle effects, so you can use them in many ways. One way of using particle effects would be to make our character sprite leave a trail of particles when we use or when the player uses the dash ability. Another way to implement game juice is by using animations. You may have noticed that when you play the game, your sprite shows up, and when you lose, you just see a game over screen. We can add animations at the beginning of the game, so instead of having the Ninja Cat merely appear, we can make it, say, climb on top of the T-Rex. We can also add an animation that shows the Ninja Cat and T-Rex falling down. If they fall down a pit. Lastly, screen shake is another great effect that, when used correctly, adds tension and excitement to key events in the game. Just be careful not to use screen shake too often, or else it will be very distracting for your players. What's really cool is that we can sometimes combine different aspects of game juice to improve one major event in our game. So, for example, I've talked about particle effects, animations, and screen shake. Why don't we try combining them to improve the event we're in whenever you hit a wall? So, for example, when the character sprite hits a wall, the sprite can shatter, and the particles can be emitted, and the screen can shake all at the same time. So instead of just saying, showing a game over screen, we can use special effects to make the game feel a lot more satisfying. The last category is all about adding a game store. Our game right now keeps repeating and providing pretty much the same gameplay each time. But with a game store, we can enable our users to customize aspects of the game to their liking so that they have they're given a more personalized experience. They can collect currency by playing the game and use them to buy characters, cosmetics, and other items that they like and can afford to with their in-game currency. So, my first two bullet points, characters and cosmetics. Those two bullet points deal with customization. Right now, they can play with the ninja cat on top of a T-Rex, but we can also add other characters. So, for example, for players that don't like cats for some reason, they can play as a dog character. And for other players that prefer riding on something that's futuristic instead of a prehistoric dinosaur, they can purchase a spaceship. One thing to remember is that we don't have to limit customization to just the character and the accessories of that character. We can also allow them to purchase different backgrounds, walls, and even platforms for our players to play on. Lastly, we can allow them to purchase items that increase their score. These items can vary from extra lives, head starts, and temporary invulnerability power-ups. One of the challenges when selling these types of items that increase our players' scores is choosing the correct price for them. Items can't be too cheap or expensive, so players will feel like they're playing a fair game. It may also be a challenge to decide what type of specifically what effects these items have in the game. So if you buy extra lives, or if the player buys extra lives, how many extra lives can they use in one playthrough? Would it be fair to just allow them to use all of their extra lives? And how long, or if they buy an invulnerability power-up, how long would that power-up last? Selling items that increase the score is helpful for players, but we always need to consider other aspects. I mean, aspects of these items like the pricing and the effects. That's all I have to say. Thank you guys for your time, and I wish you all the best in game development.